猫まむしの旦那に会いに行こう。猫まむしの旦那に会いに行こう。猫まむしの旦那に会いに行こう。
Ahoy, and welcome back to Piecemeal. This is a One Piece Book Club podcast. I'm your Captain Tyler, and my Nakama joining me this week are Matt.
Shut your saucy mouth, kid. I will ruin you.
Jason.
I am the cat viper, the one who waits for the dawn of the world.
Laura.
It's not like he's actually been abducted.
Melissa.
Well, I don't know what that means, but also, I don't care.
And Dave.
It's an emergency. Samurai are upon us. Samurai are among us.
Among us?
Oh, I want that mod.
Oh, no.
Welcome back, everyone, to Reading One Piece.
Yay!
Remember wow. that?
It's another year.
I'm shocked I remember how.
New year, new me. We had our Christmas break vacation, and we're back, and we're ready to learn about feelings.
Every week on the show, we read and discuss another volume of the famously ongoing manga One Piece, still famously ongoing as of 2023. This week, we're reading volume 81, which is titled, Let's Go See the Cat Viper.
Okay.
Sounds like a good time.
Let's go.
Let's go see the cat viper, the cat viper, the cat viper.
Got a couple emails to read. First up is the letter D, sent by Captain Cass. Ahoy from the northern seas of Canada. Captain Cassiopeia here.
Whoa.
I've finished listening to the Punk Hazard arc of the podcast, and I've been thinking about something for a while now. What if the D in important characters' names is related to the emoticon colon D? It's a big smile, after all. Which is an important theme in the series. I can't imagine I'm the only person who's thought of this, but if I am, and it ends up being related, I'd never forgive myself for not shouting it from the top of the crow's nest sooner. I'll see y'all in Wano, Captain Cass.
Cold shot.
Cold shot indeed.
And it's funny that we got this immediately after we recorded the mailbag, because Theo says the exact same thing in the mailbag.
That's true.
Next up, we have To My Favorite Pirate Crew from Grant.
Oh, you stop it. But go on.
Wait, us?
Ahoy, my name is Grant, and I'm writing from the Rocky Mountains.
Whoa.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It was very pretty.
Did you find Grant?
No.
Though I am a longtime fan and have so much I'd like to say, I'll try to keep this short. Firstly, I'd like to share my elevator pitch for One Piece. When I encounter the situation that every One Piece fan has encountered, the, it's too long, there's no way I can read 1,000 chapters, my cultivated response is always, once you've read 1,000 chapters, you'll wish there were 1,000 more.
Ooh.
I've been caught saying similar things, yeah.
That's powerful.
What can I say to you to get you into a One Piece today?
Yeah.
It rarely works.
Oh, yeah. This is also true.
Second, I'd like to share my tinfoil hat theory. I've titled it The Fattening the Pig Theory. I can't explain it as I am caught up, but I think Tyler could guess as to what I mean. Thank you guys so much for what you do. I truly enjoy every episode. I'm slowly starting the anime with my partner, and every time she asks me questions like, what does the D stand for, and what if a human ate the human fruit? I always think of you guys. From Grant.
How could it possibly matter?
How could it possibly matter? And other crow Dave is eating.
Thank you both for writing in.
Thank you so much.
I've been owned.
I've been owned online?
That never happens.
On the internet?
On gosh.
Before we get into the volume, what did everybody think of opening 19 for the anime?
It's
we can.
Good. I really, really like it, actually.
Pretty good.
You know,
While we were listening to it, I said I liked it, but I'll be honest, I'd already forgotten I listened to it.
I like that. The music.
It's an opening.
It's not very impactful.
The music is fine. The visuals I really like. Like, more than average for these.
Yeah, Matt, I'm in a similar boat in that I often forget it exists. The song, like, anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember the melody right now for some reason.
Yeah, it just kind of hits as just action-packed, like, shounen-y anime OP, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like mid, but like good mid.
We get great looks at all now that we actually have what all the emperors look like nailed down.
Yeah. There's some great visuals.
Some great visuals. One, and Shanks in particular looks very scary in this one.
Yeah. A lot of good faction shots.
Yeah. We get Buggy in the same shot as Mihawk and
where he belongs.
Of course, what was I thinking? A truly exquisite shot image of Kid. We get Frankie with gigantic Blastoise water cannons in his shoulders.
He becomes a Blastoise.
He literally becomes a Blastoise. And then also they mock us, like, mercilessly by showing us Robin using, like, 6 water guns at once in all of her hands, which she never actually does with real guns, even though it would which would make so much sense for her.
And it would be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Give
something,
Robin
something
guns.
Only villains use guns.
Give Robin water guns.
Infinite hands to catch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a loophole for water guns. Water guns work.
Oh.
True. Ah. Just like 4 Kids intended.
Oh shit, I'm gonna like X mark myself. If you like.
Careful now.
Has this happened where somebody has like a water gun with seawater in it and you spray it at a devil fruit user?
Ooh.
I mean, that is basically what 4 Kids turned all guns into. With super soakers full of seawater.
Lord.
That the Marines carried around.
I mean. That's fine.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, wait, that's actually,
me and 4 Kids
that's actually
on the same
cool,
page.
Though. Wait, hang on.
4 Kids accidentally did something cool.
We can't let the world know about this.
But if I remember right, it has to be like a pretty heavy stream in order for it to actually incapacitate somebody.
Sure, yeah. Makes sense.
That's why you need 6 of them.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Oh my god.
How about we get into the volume?
Yes.
There's a lot in the volume, and also we have a lot of X marks to talk about.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this volume starts off with the, like, you know, location box of base of Zo's rear left leg. Just a very funny thing to say.
Uh-huh.
I'll start with the author's note, which does have a visual aid. Let me pull it up real quick.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
All right, thank you.
I've been sitting here waiting. I was ready.
Yeah. Just staring at it.
This week, Oda writes, "They say that half-bathing is good for one's health. Time for volume 81 to begin."
And that's just it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love these diagrams, these yoga poses.
Helpful diagrams on how you can bathe half of your body at once.
Mm-hmm.
Just your torso?
Like, do a headstand.
Yeah.
Drown yourself.
Do curls off the side of the bathtub so only your hips get bathed.
Previously, as the powers of the world realign following the Navy's capture of Doflamingo, Luffy's crew sets off for Zoe to catch up to Nami's group, which left earlier. Zoe turns out to be a kingdom on the back of a giant elephant, but it's already destroyed when they arrive. Once they meet up with Nami, they learn that something has happened to Sanji.
He's fine.
Oh, right, that was how this started.
Yeah.
Sanji going?
And is
the cliffhanger last year.
And is not answered in a prompt manner.
No, they drag it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sister, do they? Let me tell you.
Dave, just preemptively, would you mind saying your maxim for us about archive reading?
Well, you always got to write for the archive readers.
That said, I will say reading week to week Zoe was kind of a nightmare for me. It was so hard to keep track of what was going on and when we were.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's completely fair.
I'm having such an easier time this time around.
You gotta check the panel borders.
I mean, it also doesn't hurt that, like, I have the future knowledge, so I've got context going in.
Right. Let's check in with the decks of the world.
Yeah.
The 500 million man arc. In Frost Moon, or Shimotsuki Village, all of the boys in the sword dojo continue to emulate Zoro. Now by also covering up one eye.
Much to Koshiro's agreement.
Just for fuck's sake.
Yeah. In Syrup Village, Usopp's pirates and Kaya weep tears of joy for God Usopp.
Look at these little teenagers.
I love them.
They're growing up so fast.
Look at Kaya with her little briefcase.
Yeah, she's a doctor now, probably.
Probably.
One could assume.
At Baratie, they are confused by Sanji's new wanted status, but they are happy that he's healthy.
That's really funny.
As long as you're eating your vegetables, hon.
Over in Kokoyashi, Genzo continues to phone in complaints about the sexiness of Nami's wanted photo. Because he has nothing else to do anymore.
It's all he's been doing since the last
for
time.
For 2 years.
He's our biggest fan.
Over at Twin Capes, Laboon is in
also,
high spirits.
I love Nojiko's updated look. Mm-hmm. She looks good with long hair. Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want the bounty photos to, for Nami to just keep escalating. Like, I want it to, it just turns into like a Nami breaks the internet kind of scenario.
In the Sakura Kingdom, nay Drum Kingdom, they have new helmet designs for the guards, and they are in honor of Chopper's horns.
Yes.
Love it.
Deer antlers.
Good content.
Also, even the rabbit guys got
weird
too.
Over in Alabasta, Vivi stares wistfully from a balcony while Karu snips Luffy's photo from the paper.
That's I love fucking that. Cute. That drawing of Vivi is great.
Yeah.
And lastly, this week, over in Water 7, everyone is agog at the photo for Frankie, which is now a robot.
Holy shit,
and
he did
it. And they have no reason to believe he's not that all the time.
Right, yeah.
He finally
what
did
has
the
he become?
The absolute madman.
Even Pepe Lulu is so shocked that he's got four cowlicks.
He's got multiple cowlicks at once.
He's very stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Returning to Zo, having fallen off of the country twice, Kinemon and Kanjuro decide to wait the night before trying again.
What a good sentence.
Meanwhile, the Straw Hats are treated to a banquet by the Minks and learn all about physical minktimacy, aka Garchu, aka glomping.
This is
no
my experience with furries. This is completely accurate.
Oh yeah,
I love.
Let me tell you,
I love Luffy sitting in the giant panda guy's lap, just like having his head lightly chewed on.
Just gently chewed. It's ASMR.
Sure.
Maybe he thinks the hat's made of bamboo.
This, because of this volume, if you ever told me that Oda had a stint in the furry community, I'd fully believe it.
Well, like,
he's got the nuances down.
It's one of those things where, like, I can't call it because what does the furry community look like in Japan? It's probably completely different from what like we understand in the States.
I am certainly not familiar. Having never been.
Right in.
Let us know. They are reunited with Brook, whom Wanda refers to as Baron Corpse, which explains the crew's corpse mystery.
Which they treat as a term of respect. That's yes. Very good.
So,
you're the crew's navigator, you're the crew's chef, and oh, you're the crew's corpse.
I can't say that would be the weirdest thing that Luffy has had as like an official position on his
every pirate crew needs a corpse.
Yeah.
And if your corpse is also the musician, that's just two boxes to tick.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You have to pay him double though.
I just love when he's when he comes in, Luffy's just like, "Damn, dude, you look fucked up." It's not till later that we find out the reason why all of his clothes are tattered and shredded.
Because all the minks are chewing on him.
It's because the dog minks in particular love chewing on bones.
Because he's a bone man.
So, once again, he's a celebrity, but for completely different reasons.
For all the wrong reasons.
Brooke calls together a huddle for all of those just arriving from Dressrosa to urge them never to mention Samurai or Wano while here in Zo, as it will cause a great deal of pain.
It's kind of a sensitive subject.
It's taboo, we'll say. It's in poor taste.
Right.
The mystery of Sanji deepens. He is apparently missing, but wasn't abducted, and left behind a letter for Luffy. Robin asks Nami to just fill in the gaps from the start, when the groups last spoke in Dressrosa.
We're kind of losing the plot here.
yeah.
A little bit,
Thank you, Robin.
Yes, thank
you.
Yes.
Through teamwork, a little assistance from Caesar, and Nami's skilled navigation and weather powers, they managed to outrun Big Mom's ship. But by the time they arrived in Zo, the nation was already in ruin. Before Wanda can fill in more, a sloth mink arrives to alert everyone that their duke has regained consciousness.
It was a missed opportunity for a, like, he's actually been awake all day, and the sloth didn't get
him. He just didn't have time.
Yeah.
You're waiting for a Zootopia kind
right.
of joke.
Yeah.
He is an uncharacteristically fast sloth.
Well, the minks are very powerful.
Chopper rushes off to perform a medical examination, followed by two assistants that he has picked up in Zo, Dr. Miyagi, the goat mink, and Nurse Tristan, the squirrel mink.
I love Miyagi and Tristan. They're so cute.
Give Chopper people to boss around.
Make Chopper a middle manager. Let him run his own practice.
I love that Miyagi goes, "Oh boy, I've goat to see this one."
This is goated with the sauce.
No.
The Duke.
Okay. That's fair.
Denied.
The Duke, named Dogstorm, has requested audience with the Straw Hats.
You're not allowed to have a cool fucking name like that.
I
sir.
Fucking love this guy. This guy owns.
So now we've got Cat Viper and Dogstorm. It's just, I love it here.
Yeah.
And their Japanese names also are Inuarashi and Nekomamushi.
Ah.
Oh, I used to watch Inuarashi all the time.
Is it Inuarashi?
Yeah, Inuarashi.
That's Dogstorm.
Yeah, it's literally what they are, but in Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice
sorry.
Cover.
Thank you.
I like it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm falling asleep all of a sudden.
They are told that he is one of two kings who rule over Zo. There is a king of the day, Duke Dogstorm, and the king of the night, Cat Viper.
Fandango. King of the night.
Meanwhile...
Is this a fairy tale reference? It feels fairy tale-ish.
I mean, yeah, that's a very folktale setup.
Like fairy tale, like the fairy tale, or fairy tale, like the anime named Fairy Tale.
Don't complicate these things.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Law finally reunites with his crew.
Yeah,
and they're happy to see him.
God bless.
Oh God.
On the way to Dogstorm, Wanda continues the story of what happened in Zo, saying, "If a vicious enemy wanted something that we do not have, how should we give it to them?" Turns out that they were raided by Jack, who has the powers of a woolly mammoth.
Cripes.
That's a little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
And like an official hype man, he basically never talks himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because he's just that important, see?
Jack and his men demanded the Minks hand over Raizo, the ninja of Wano, though the Minks had no idea who that was. The Minks demanded to know who Jack even was, and Sheepshead, who we saw before, explained, "This here is a trusted confidant of Kaido, one of the four emperors of the sea, one of his three closest associates, each of whom is named after a disaster. This is the great Jack the Drought."
They call him Jack the Drought.
Holy Christ.
That's a pretty fucking cool title.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I would not argue for a second.
Here's a place where I have a little bit of contention with Viz's localization.
Oh, because that never happens.
Yeah. They have elected to call Kaido's crew the Animal Kingdom Pirates.
Hmm.
Huh.
Most translations refer to them as the Beast Pirates.
Yeah, I vastly
prefer Beast Pirates because when you look at Kaido, he does not look like a man who says, "Come, Animal Kingdom Pirates."
Right.
Indeed.
Yeah. You're right.
Not to mention, we're on Zoe, the Animal Kingdom.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing.
So going forward, I will be using Beast Pirates instead.
Don't they switch to that eventually?
They may have. I don't recall.
I feel... Maybe that's just because the entire fandom refers to him as the Beast Pirates, yeah. But I feel like...
Literally everyone ignores this.
But I feel comfortable talking about this because of how this volume ends. This panel is probably the most ballsy panel I've ever seen Oda do.
Which one?
From a narrative's perspective. The introduction of Jack. Because... he's giving us right here an introduction to the power system in Kaido's crew when we are not going to Kaido next.
Oh, I see.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's introducing concepts that you're going to have to remember much, much later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was it kind of a feeling of like maybe he didn't know which emperor he wanted to plot out next, so he was just kind of scattershotting things, or I don't know.
Maybe, but I don't think so. It's just simply because of how quickly on the heels Peckham's comes in.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he intentionally wants you to think about them in the same breath.
Mm-hmm. And additionally, the ballsiness of the—I'll go ahead and call it the twist with who they're here for.
Yeah,
like that's so fucking cool.
Sheepshead himself is labeled as the leader of the Gifters in his intro box.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's interesting and very sinister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jack was told to search every home if he liked, and he would never find any Raizo on Zoe. But Jack was not in a negotiating mood, and instead chose destruction.
He chose to cause a drought of violence.
Other way around.
A drought of non-violence. A drought of
there
peace.
You go. Yeah, yeah.
Parched for peace, we are.
If this is Mass Effect, he chose the Renegade option.
Yes, he's doing the Renegade interrupts at
that
every option.
That is a Renegade interrupt, is to just swing your mammoth trunk into a building.
No, I have to take time to appreciate Parched for Peace.
Are you good?
It's probably the title.
Yeah, I will. Damn. I hope so. But we always say it's, that. And
that's it's true. On the board for
know.
Sure.
The episode is early yet.
Indeed.
Jack ordered a group of soldiers called Pleasures to attack the Minks.
Don't like that at all.
They sure seem like a happy bunch.
A lot of smiles.
They sure do.
A lot of smiles.
Well, it is their era. It's their time to shine.
The Minks were no pushovers, though.
Yeah.
An elderly monkey Mink explained, "There are no weak members of this herd. All Minks are natural-born fighters."
God damn.
And we all went to the World Martial Arts Tournament.
It seems like young and old, they all can control electricity to an extent.
Yeah.
Jack's crew was not properly prepared for this raid. They're not wearing the right gear for it. Not properly leveled.
Jack also unleashed Sheepshead's group, the Gifters, on the Minks. And the Gifters all seem like they are partially animal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all smile users?
That's what I'm thinking, that the smile lets you partially transform into
you get a little bit of Zoan.
Yeah, and that
as a tree.
It's more like creepy and unnatural looking.
Yes.
Which makes me think
makes
me think that it might be unstable. Those are the difficulties with the smile fruit that that Law was talking about.
Yeah, we have heard that there are drawbacks.
Yeah.
Right.
Back in the present, at Duke Dogstorm's sanatorium, we are introduced to Sir Shishilian.
I love this man.
Yes!
He is a lion mink and captain of the Musketeers, of which Dogstorm has three.
Oh, they're so cool.
It's Shishi because he's lion, but it's also Sicilian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like Shishilian.
I see. I get it.
That's very
I'm into
good.
That, actually.
He, when they introduce the Straw Hats to him, and he has to leap up into the air to build up momentum for how far hard he's gonna bow down, because Sir Sicilian does everything at full power, including thanking people and groveling.
Love this guy.
This guy owns.
And he does not tolerate sweet talk in his presence.
No,
you better be talking of full of
salt. He and Senor Pink would vibe immediately.
Oh, completely.
Man, it's hard boiled.
So hard boiled.
Mm-hmm.
The Straw Hats are welcomed inside, and they meet Dogstorm, who's a very big dog man.
Indeed.
Now I have a question for all of you. Who's a good boy? It in fact is him.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker is Marmaduke. He's just such a big dog.
I like his glasses.
Which is funny because he's one of the smaller main characters all told.
Yeah, that's what's fucked up.
Yeah, but he just gives off that energy.
He has an air.
Yes. He's big in spirit.
Larger than life.
He gives his thanks not only to the Straw Hats, but to the group of them that just arrived from Dressrosa as well.
What we do?
I love his manner, where Luffy just says, "Wow, I bet you're pretty tough, mister. Real tough. How rude. His Grace is the greatest fighter in our land." And he just goes, "Sounds like sarcasm when spoken about the loser." Just, I love his whole...
He's a little salty about taking that L.
Yeah.
We learned that the real trouble on Zo began after Jack used a particular weapon, a gas weapon of Caesar's creation.
Which seems to be the only reason he lost.
Fucking Caesar.
This guy seems
like... This dude is never not a problem.
He seems like more trouble than he's worth, honestly.
Truly. Dogstorm compliments Luffy's hat, having once met the man who wore it before him on the seas. Turns out that Dogstorm and Cap Viper used to sail together in the past.
Interesting.
However, now the two are on very bad terms.
Very bad terms.
They split their active hours so as not to overlap. So at 6 a.m. sharp, at 6 p.m. sharp, Dogstorm and his followers always go to sleep, leaving Zo and its protection to Cat Viper and his guardians until 6 a.m.
I just want to appreciate that when he says he knew Shanks, Luffy doesn't go, "Oh, how'd you meet him?" He's just, "Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know him too?
Completely,
I like that guy.
Completely
you
irrelevant.
You know Pirate Dad."
I'm just not going to get any sort of elaboration on that. All right, nope. Thanks.
Moving
nope.
on.
No, sir. This cat and dog are clocking in and out like the fucking wolf and the sheepdog.
Yeah.
A little bit.
If they were in a sitcom, they would be drawing a chalk line down the center of the living room.
God, they would, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This system actually worked out to their benefit in the fight against Jack, because when one group went to sleep, the other well-rested group resumed the fight, ensuring that Jack and his men had no rest.
Jeez.
Yeah. Day shift, night shift, war of attrition. Keep it going.
Yeah.
While fighting Jack, Dogstorm beseeched him to stop the destruction and just conduct a search for Raizo, but Jack would not listen.
And what's terrifying about it is that you can tell that Jack heard him.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Oh, yeah.
He's listening.
Yeah.
He's just not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea that he would ever, scale it back for anyone's benefit is offensive. And it would presumably be, showing weakness.
But also, it seems like he's taking that notion that his title is a natural disaster. He's taking that to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I am paid to do. Evidently, Jack, who is just a lackey of Kaido's, has a bounty of 1 billion.
Please.
How the fuck, Mary?
What? I wonder, have we heard what the bounties of the actual emperors are?
We have not.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's probably more than 1 billion.
Yes.
Seems like it's
one
likely.
Would assume.
It's a lot.
It's one of those things where, you always, you don't really pay that much attention to power levels until you hit, 1 million. I don't remember power levels very much. I will always know that Frieza level 2 is 1 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a benchmark.
Benchmark, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
or with me, it's usually just like it's only important in relative to the, in relation to the main characters. Like, I know Luffy's current bounty, and it is not quite that big.
It's about half of that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, is he 500 right
yes,
now?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
When 6 p.m. rolled around, Cat Viper, a truly monstrous-looking cat, took over the fight, introducing himself as Cat Viper, the one who waits for the dawn of the world.
I fucking love this dude.
Yeah,
love
this guy. This guy owns, and what a brag. I don't know what it means, but I know you don't want to run into a guy who introduces himself that way.
Not
and
for
full
sure.
Sprint, like fangs and claws exposed at your direction.
And he's
coming to suplex you.
Monstrously huge too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's enormous.
He's like, and he's got like sort of a big, wide face. It's almost like Cheshire Cat grin.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could swallow you whole.
Yeah, Oda would love that.
This is very rare for me, but like when this chapter dropped, I did fan art of this guy immediately.
Uh-huh. The
I love his design so much.
In the SBS, someone basically asks Oda like, how is the One Piece world laid out? What are the different lines? Like, how does this work? And Oda says, I'm sorry for drawing such an unhelpful manga.
Sorry, my geography's bogus.
When I think of One Piece, that is one of the first adjectives that comes to mind. Unhelpful.
Unhelpful.
So how does everybody like Jack's design? I wanted to ask. Both Mammoth and Man.
I love that he feels like he gets more dangerous and intimidating when he's not a giant woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
His...
Well, because, I mean, you expect a mammoth to be very big.
Yeah.
Yes.
But a very big man is... That's a very big man.
Yeah, the fact that his size didn't change much between the forms.
His belt says a lot. With the Kaido emblem on it is A, badass, and B, again... Really reminiscent of oars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have horns like oars.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's just weird. It gives me, like, Kaido mini-boss vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
intentional, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely never seen somebody pull off the monk bowl cut haircut quite so well.
The tonsure.
Probably because of the additional pieces of his hair, but...
Yeah, the braids.
Also, his pecs are incredible.
And it feels to me like I guess I'll call it the iron jaw. Feels like a throwback to Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And you'd have to, like, stitch together 3 body pillows to print this guy on.
I don't need to think about that too hard.
This dude is a body least. Couch.
Yeah.
This oh, man God. Is a body futon.
It's a body twin size.
Oh, King at least. King at least.
No, we haven't met King yet.
Stop it.
We've met Kong. That's a different thing.
The fighting continued this way for 5 days, both back and forth between Dogstorm and Cat Viper, until Jack finally grew tired and resorted to a poison gas attack.
Boy, howdy.
The mightiest Mink warriors were all crucified in the town square.
Jesus
tortured.
Oh. Fucking Christ.
Right?
And,
yeah. Holy shit.
And asked again and again, where is the warrior from Wano? To which they had no answer.
If they didn't give the answer they wanted, they got executed.
It's very grim, very cruel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it got very dark very fast.
Yeah.
Turns out that the only thing that eventually got Jack to leave was Luffy defeating Doflamingo.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I love the domino effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that chain reaction caused Jack to chase after the Marine escort, leaving a small force behind to continue interrogating the Minks.
Interrogating is a strong word at this point.
The day after that was when Sanji and everyone else arrived on the Sunny. Knowing nothing of the situation, they obviously clocked Sheep's Head and his forces as goons and villains immediately.
Getting real goon energy from you.
Was it the visage of several of them riding a giant crocodile chasing after a small girl?
Probably.
With intent to kill?
So they did everything in their power to help save the Minks. They did not arrive in time to save Dogstorm's left leg or Cat Viper's left paw, both severed while they hung crucified.
Yeah, and what a sight. Holy shit.
Brutal.
And Pedro just like drowning in his own mess, begging them to save him.
Yeah. And what he says, I think, is important. I beg of you, see to Duke Dogstorm and the Cat Viper before they die. The world awaits them. They must be saved. They must not die under any circumstances.
Seems like they're important.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
The world awaits them.
The world awaits our answer.
Yeah. This kingdom is about 1,000 years old, right?
Yes.
How old are these two?
Caesar, the absolute fucker, was gleeful to discover the effects of a weapon of his design.
Cannot stand this guy.
He just has the glee of a job well done.
Sure. I mean, yes, that's the problem.
So Chopper beat his ass and forced him to help clean up the residual gas.
Good.
I think this confirms that Chopper has hockey.
Wow, you're right.
Oh, you're right.
Because those weren't fists of love.
No.
No, far from.
They were fists of hate.
We see the conflict that we saw before with Sheep's Head, but now with context. Sheep's Head's sidekick, a woman named Gin Rummy, called off the search and to report that there was no samurai.
There was no war in Ba Sing Se.
I was just going to say that.
You know, that fits more than... That fits really well, actually.
Wanda was obviously distrustful of more humans at first, but the Straw Hat's kindness eventually won her over.
I think distrustful is an understatement. She tried to blow Nami up.
Mm-hmm.
Through montage, we see Chopper, Caesar, and the rest save as many minks as they could, rescuing the two kings from their bonds.
Yeah!
The
panel of Nami saying, "We won't abandon a single one," gets me. Gets me real good.
It must be very hard doing delicate medical research with hooves while wearing a football helmet. Chopper must be a very good doctor.
But if there's anyone who can.
Yes, absolutely. Can you imagine if he just was using his human hands all the time, he probably could have cured cancer by now. Surely.
I don't want to cure cancer. I want to be a reindeer.
I want to be a pirate.
I want to turn people into dinosaurs.
Oh, God. That's funny.
I know exactly the meme that goes, the meme template that goes here.
I love that panel.
Back in the present, it's time for Chopper to make his rounds examining the forest folk under Cat Viper's watch, since they'll be waking soon. They are escorted over by Wanda and Carrot, who are both king's birds that act as go-betweens for the two kings.
It's interesting that all these minks are mammals.
Yes, they are only mammals.
I didn't realize that until now, yeah.
Mentioned at the feast that they don't eat the meat of furred creatures. They only eat, like, lizards and fish and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bugs, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty decent excuse, the thing about their position to have just Wanda and Karen be the only consistent.
Luckily, we're still awake all the time.
Yeah, we don't get to sleep.
On the ride, Brooke continues the tale from their perspective and the events surrounding Sanji's absence, saying he might never return to our side.
Oh no.
2 days ago, Big Mom's ship arrived at Zo, because Zo is also the home of Peckhams.
Of course.
So he is a mink who ate a Zoan fruit.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's a lovely wrinkle. I like that.
Yeah. I love we
How
meet
come your mom lets you have two animals.
Basically. Yeah, we meet Peckham's family here.
Yeah.
His mom is very classy. I like her.
Seems like it's a similar situation to the fishermen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But they refer to the Wanda refers to him as, I think it's Wanda, as an informally an infamous problem child.
Yeah,
you can see why he became a pirate.
Yeah, that's kind of the only explanation you really need.
Yeah, that's fine.
Peckham's also brought with him Capone gang. How are we saying his name? Beggy.
I say Beggy.
Arpeggio.
Yeah, who evidently works for Big Mom now.
Gainful employment.
In the flashback, we see that Wanda is dressed as Nami because it is Mink custom to swap clothing with outsiders as a sign of friendship. So she bestowed on Nami the fancy dress that she's now wearing, which is apparently a national treasure of Zo.
Nami immediately starts thinking about how much she can get for it.
That's my girl.
Sanji discovered that he's also a furry because he is enamored by the Garchu custom.
Yeah, of course he is, but only when the ladies do it.
This man is the most touch-starved human being in One Piece.
Honestly.
Let me tell you.
I wonder why that would be.
Indeed. Could be anything. He would fit in, like, marvelously at a furry convention.
For good reasons and bad reasons.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't invite this man to your hotel.
No. Under any circumstances.
No.
Conveniently, Momo, who is still trapped in his dragon form, holds himself up inside of a room to rest and remain calm. So none of the Minks have noticed that the Straw Hats are traveling with a resident of Wano.
Hmm. Wipes his sweat off brow.
Yeah. That's lucky. On his arrival, Peckham's found himself indebted to the Straw Hats for rescuing his home, family, and friends. Turns out that the Big Mom crew has been hunting down Caesar because he built Big Mom out of some grant money and then didn't produce any research for
her. Of course he's that guy.
This fucking guy.
They just...
And took the money and ran.
The Elon Musk of the sea.
He went from one emperor to the other.
Sanji and Brooke went to chat with Peckham's and Capone to find out why they came to Zoe. Their orders were to capture Caesar, as well as a new order that spelled disaster for the Straw Hats. But thanks to his appreciation, Peckham's decided to let the Straw Hats escape if they just handed over Caesar.
And so they did, and everything was perfectly fine.
Great job.
Everything
they
was fine.
They went back to Big Mom and brokered peace.
So Capone shot Peckham's.
Right in the back.
In the back.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or, more accurately, a bunch of Capone's henchmen who were living in his hand shot him.
With Gatling guns.
Capone is a lot. Literally, actually, come to think
of it. Yes.
This man is a bag of holding.
Yeah. For people. And other things, I guess. It's wild.
Wait, can people hide in a bag of holding? I forget D&D rules.
I have no idea. Oh.
I don't think there's air in it, so you can hide in it for as long as you can hold your breath.
Okay.
Like a Pokeball?
Is that how that works?
Wait, is there no air in a Pokeball? Wait, Pikachu?
Pikachu!
I have to go. I need to go check on some boxes real quick.
We're going to do some reading. Who would like to be Capone, Nami, Chopper, Caesar, Sanji, and Brooke?
I'll go up for Nami or Chopper.
I'll be Caesar, for fun.
Okay.
Okay, I want to be Peggy then.
Okay.
Who are we missing?
Nami, Chopper, Sanji, and Brooke.
Melissa called Nami, right?
Melissa said Nami or Chopper.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll do Brooke.
Laura, do you want Chopper or Sanji? Or Nami, I guess.
I'll do Chopper. That's okay.
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 So I'm Sanji then, I guess? Is that who was left?
Unfortunately.
That's fine.
You see what a soggy sack of tears he became when he let his emotions call the shots. Well, he's useless now. I'll do the job. Come on out!
Huh?
Huh?
And a bunch of dudes pour out of him.
Just march
people
out of Capone's chest cavity.
Just don't jump out of his tummy.
Give up. You're outmanned. You know who I am, right? I'm considered a member of the same generations alongside your captain.
What kind of powers does he have? People came out of his stomach?
I've got the castle fruit. I'm a castle man.
His name is Capone Castellano. So when I thought I saw people in his hand earlier, that wasn't my empty sockets playing tricks on me.
I could have destroyed the cannons too. But we're keeping this quiet. That's in our best interest as well as yours. If the Minks come now, they will doubtlessly take your side. I'm aware of their skill in battle. Vito, bring the other two over.
Huh?
Sorry, we were curious.
We thought there were just two of them.
Nami!
Chopper!
You come out too, Caesar. You got 2 seconds before my men point sea prism stones, shotguns skyward, and pull the trigger. 2, 1.
Ah! Wait, I'm here! Don't shoot!
Caesar!
So, we're all here now. By the way, there were no sea prism stone bullets in those guns.
What?
But I do have one made of spears out of that stuff. Let me tell you. But I do have one spear made out of that stuff.
You have one shotgun that shoots spears.
I'd love
he
that.
Would.
Now,
love to see it.
Let's talk someplace more comfortable. Come into my castle.
Damn, he's holding the reins now.
This is an order.
And so they all go inside of his tummy.
Don't get the wrong idea. I need you all inside me. Not in like that way, though.
There we are. How you feeling? Want some dinner?
Not hungry.
Glass of wine?
I said no. Just get this over with.
I'm gonna die.
So impatient, this guy. Since we met at sea 1 week ago, circumstances have changed. I have an invitation for you here. For Mama's tea party, you see. The main event this time is a wedding. The groom is Sanji, third son of the Vinsmoke family. The bride, Pudding, 35th daughter of the Charlotte family.
Dun, dun, dun.
Also, 35th daughter?
The 35th
yeah.
daughter.
My girl.
She is a big mom, Jason.
Huh?
Maybe you didn't hear us before.
Did I stutter?
You did not. That's on me.
Oh, boy.
Sanji, third son. What is son again?
Son means three.
Well.
There you go.
That's what everybody think of that.
We're going somewhere.
We're going somewhere now.
We are going somewhere. I got spoiled on this from the regular Wikipedia.
From regular ass Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, which says Sanji's full name in under characters for One Piece. And I found this out in the East Blue.
Oh, no!
I've been holding on to this for so long.
That's only a spoiler in the sense that Sanji has a last name at all.
And that he has a name, yeah.
Because, like, we don't know what this means.
We don't know what Vinsmoke is.
Only Brooke apparently knows.
But how do you like the name Vinsmoke?
It's a very cool name.
It's a name.
Yeah.
It's a very cool name.
I like it. I think it fits him.
Mm-hmm. He does smoke.
Like he does smoke. That's true.
And Vin means wine, so I don't know.
He drinks wine.
Smoking.
Oh my god. Somebody stop him.
Well. No, really. Somebody stop him. He's going into the ladies' room.
So we're going to continue reading at the top of the next chapter. If everyone wants to just stick to who they were.
Huh? The tea party?
Will be Sanji's wedding?
Take it.
Why? Why now?
You think I know or care about your family issues?
Vinsmoke is Sanji's family name. It's a name that makes my backbone crawl, but it can't be.
Sanji just burns the invitation.
Hey, wise guy. You trying to burn my castle down?
What does this mean, Sanji?
Are you getting married?
Who would set this kind of thing up on their own?
Your family, obviously. Son of the Vinsmokes. Looks like the apple fell pretty far from the tree in this case. Bring some wine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I like Jay's better.
Sanji's family? Now that you mention it.
Nolan the Liar?
You've read this, Sanji? But it says it was published in the North Blue.
Yeah, I was born in the North Blue.
We met Sanji in the East Blue, but he said he was born in the North. You know, I thought it was strange at the time.
Yes, indeed. That's quite a big deal, Nami. To go from the north blue to the east blue, you must cross the red line.
Exactly.
It's not your typical family move. It's quite the voyage. And what kind of upbringing did Sanji have?
And on top of that, Charlotte is Big Mom's family name. You're saying he's going to marry Big Mom's daughter?
What? You're going to be family with one of the four emperors, Sanji?
If one of your people becomes related by blood, you're all essentially part of Big Mom's hierarchy.
What?
Don't get ahead of yourselves. I have no obligation to attend this tea party. It's preposterous, me getting married to a woman I've never met. And the Straw Hat crew has no intention in joining your side. Our captain isn't the kind of guy who works for anyone else. Luffy is the man who will be king of the pirates. We done here? You can have Caesar. Just let us go.
What?
You seem to have the wrong idea. All I did was show you the invitation. I ain't asking for a yes or a no. You're all inside my body. You're as good as captured already. I'll be taking you all to Big Mama. There's no shaking, so you didn't realize. You're already on the move.
Huh?
Ah, they're gonna kill me! Let me go!
If you want to fight me, I'm game. But inside my castle, I can manipulate the space at will.
He's got Wi-Fi.
Ah, Nami's sinking!
Nami!
Everything within the castle is under my command. No matter how much you struggle, you cannot escape from Mama's tea party. That is the reality of the new world.
We are introduced to Vito, who is Capone's terrible henchman.
I love this guy.
This guy is a lot.
He has
Vito,
a huge,
the phantom gun.
He's got yaoi hands.
He has a huge tongue and huger hands.
Big
meaty claws.
Truly does.
Big meaty claws.
Big meaty claws.
He informed them that an invitation from Big Mom is in reality an absolute summons. And then he leaned in real close to Sanji to whisper some additional leverage that they have on him, which changed Sanji's tune immediately.
Wait a minute. So
the way his tongue is out while he's whispering in Sanji's ear is very uncomfortable.
I can almost taste it.
It's real bad.
He didn't actually say anything. He's just, you gotta do it if you want me to stop.
Just breathing in his ear.
I'm not touching you.
No. No.
I have to go. He's too yucky.
Who could blame
him? So, you mentioned that Sanji is the third son of Vince Moke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an X mark of Sanji's twin brother, Yanji.
Mm-hmm.
And Yan means four.
Oh. Right.
So this would imply the existence of like a Niji and like an Ichiji.
What does this have to do with the Yonder Maria fleet?
So Sanji requested a pen and paper to leave a note for Luffy and apologized to Nami and the others for causing so much trouble.
Oof.
He said, "Please believe me, I never meant to hide anything from you. My past was never meant to come back for me again. But now it's time for me to face it once and for all."
Sanji, that's rule number one of everybody's dark past. We'll always come back to haunt you.
Mm-hmm. That's what past.
Rule number
do.
Two is don't expect Luffy to not do anything about this.
Also, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fooling with that?
Come on now.
You've been here longer than most of them.
You were here for a long park, you know.
Yeah. You know what manga you're in.
Before Capone could stop him, Sanji pushed Nami, Chopper, and Brook off of the castle balcony, returning them to regular size. Sanji then took Caesar hostage, telling Capone to leave his crew be.
This is a cool move.
I'm surprised it worked.
Yeah.
Some
Mr. Prince shit right here.
I guess he kicks very hard.
He does.
He's very good at
it. He's very good at it.
Sanji said, "Don't move or I'll blow your precious genius head clean off. The marriage talk solved the riddle for me."
I'll melt the professor's head clean off his shoulders. Sorry.
No, that's...
"You can't kill me, can you? What did they tell you? No cuffs and treat me gently, right? My bounty poster says I'm to be taken alive only. So if you kill me, someone's gonna be real angry, I bet. And whoever wrote that on my poster has to be the same person who arranged this wedding.
Sanji knows on which side Capone's bread is buttered.
Yeah.
Capone made a quick retreat out of Zoe before Cat Viper could eviscerate him for shooting Peckhams.
Yeah.
By turning his legs into tank treads.
Who does he think he is? Frankie?
Come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Brand.
Get out of here.
Outrage.
I'm thinking over you.
Sanji's last words to his crew were, "This is my problem. I will be back, so tell them that." And the note that he left behind for Luffy read, "To the crew, I'm gonna meet a woman. I will be back. Sanji."
It's so vague.
That may send the wrong impression, Sanji.
Might be. But it's very noir.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like.
Also, he did say, like, it's absurd that you would expect him to marry a woman he's never met.
Yeah, he doesn't even know if she's hot or not. Like, what a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense if we're going by, like, French romanticism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Sanji's all about, like, he would be very against an arranged marriage. He would be calling from the balcony like Romeo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, love needs Hidden to be trysts. Unrequited.
Yeah.
Also the reveal of Cat Viper standing behind Beijing is so fucking cool.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Nobody leave right the castle. There's a monster right outside.
Back in the present, we hear Soul King Brook's new hit song, "Let's Go Meet Master Cat Viper."
Let's go meet Master Cat Viper. Master Cat Viper, he will know what to do.
That sounds kind of dumb.
I'm pretty sure you just sang the same line over and over again.
Yes. I figured that was only appropriate since the song is called Let's Go Meet Master Cat Viper.
You don't say.
You've been working on this for how long and that's all you've got?
Of course not. Just keep listening. This is where it gets even better.
Cat loves soup, yeah.
God bless.
Cat loves Luffy, yeah.
And this is mentioned in the SBS, but it's just a fun story behind this song. It's that Brooks, Japanese voice actor's wife, originally wrote the tune about their cat, and the voice actor sang it on YouTube. And Oda saw it and wanted to include it in the manga, knowing that then he would have to sing it for the anime eventually.
That's very good.
He would have no choice.
Excellent.
Just imagine that having that kind of power.
Right. Like,
if you want somebody to say something, you can just put it in your manga and then they have to say it.
The Straw Hats try to solve the mystery of the Vinsmoke family on the ride over to Cat Viper's. Robin knows that she's heard that name somewhere before.
I've heard that the Vinsmokes ain't nothing to fuck with.
We're gonna read again. This time, Robin, Chopper, Zoro, Nami, and Luffy, if anyone wants to rearrange themselves.
I'll be Luffy.
I already said a line for Robin, so I'll be her.
Okay. Melissa, do you want to take over Chopper then?
Sure, I can do that.
Dave, do you want Zoro?
Sure.
And Matt, you be Nami then.
Okie dokie.
I think that's everybody.
But Robin, what if we never see him again?
That's perfectly fine.
What?
True. If he does just vanish on us, he'll owe us a final thanks for everything. Also a sorry about the trouble.
Wrong!
Just think about it. We're currently on a course that can't be changed.
Remember what Caesar said about his business. Doflamingo's biggest trading partner for Smile was Kaido. When we destroyed the research lab on Punk Hazard, that got Doflamingo mad. And now that we've destroyed the factory on Dressrosa, the next guy down the line to snap on us is Kaido of the Four Emperors. Just like Jack, the guy who wrecked this place. He's not just some far-off menace anymore. It's only a matter of time before he comes down on us. The reason we're aligned with Traffy is for the fight ahead. Kaido's also got his sights on Kinemon's group, for reasons we don't understand yet. We are set up for an imminent confrontation with Kaido. And then he goes and gives Big Mom another emperor the stink eye. It's nothing short of idiocy, that twirly brown freak.
You don't have to say it like that, you tactless clod. This is this and that is that.
It's small time business.
You don't get to say how important other people's problems are.
Fine, we can't figure it out ourselves, so let's go ask Sanji.
What?
No, forget it, Luffy.
I don't know why I wrote Robin, because she didn't say anything. Sorry, Jason.
She said something in the next panel after that.
But yeah, Usopp is here.
Usopp's yeah, but I, that's where I cut it, was at the bottom. I guess you can say what Robin says if you want, Jason.
My time will come. She's an emperor, Luffy. Don't forget, this isn't like before.
The others try to convince Luffy it's a horrible idea to muscle into Big Mom's territory with Kaido looming in their future. So Luffy says, fine, we'll just go quietly. They arrive at the whale tree in the forest.
We just won't get caught, says Luffy, the person who cannot sneak.
I'll do a stealth mission.
I have a stealth of 2. It'll be fine.
It's not 0. Mm-hmm.
But all of your dice are in dice jail.
They arrive at the whale tree in the forest, and they are greeted by Treetop Pedro, a jaguar mink.
Before we get to this badass, have we talked about these long leg alligators that they're riding on?
No, I kept wanting to mention that before. I kept wanting to mention them because I love them.
I never registered that they do have long legs until just now.
These are like fat fucking crocodiles with just like it, like, you know, and but instead of like, whereas crocodiles would have the legs on the sides, right? These have them on the bottom like horses, and they're kind of like long and scaly. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
I don't know what they're called. I'm sure there's a name somewhere.
Fat fucking crocodiles, I told you. FFCs.
Pedro is the leader of the Forest Guardians, and he too shows his appreciation for Luffy, and shows his support for Sanji, offering to help in any way he can.
We've seen Pedro several times already. It's kind of wild that this
just
is
kind of
his...
sneaking around in the trees, and then in the flashback too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So is Puss in Boots from Shrek a mink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, apparently that new Puss in Boots movie fucking slaps from what I've seen.
It's crazy.
Apparently it's good, yeah. Seems weird.
Seems it's fake.
Yeah.
It's weird that a Shrek-related property is good again.
Yeah.
Chopper gets smitten over a cute reindeer lady, so go ahead and cross that X mark off.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
I'll be ready with my X marks.
Yeah, she rubs cheeks with him, and he just falls head
Chopper
over
Chopper as a fangirl. God bless.
I hope her name is Jane Doe.
That would be criminal.
She does have a doe-ish personality, which is fitting. Mm-hmm. She's very demure.
Bambi-esque.
When the Straw Hats step inside, Cat Viper is taking a hot bath and chowing down on lasagna.
I fucking love this guy!
I fucking go!
I can't fucking believe this.
Lasagna.
This is the worst thing.
It's a fancy feast.
It's at this moment where I began to theorize, oh my god, is he actually like based off of Garfield?
He's a Garf.
He's Garfin.
Look out, there's a Garf.
There's a Garf. He's big Garfin. Is this a pun because he's saying lasagna in Japanese?
I assume so.
God damn it.
What page is this?
Well, how does he feel about Mondays is the big question.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last one was
Mondays.
Pretty bad.
Mm.
Last few have been pretty bad, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's actually smoother in Japanese because it's the zanyan.
Oh yeah.
It's probably why him and Duke Dogstorm don't agree to like meet. That's why they probably shift their hours, because otherwise he would just be trying to kick him off the table every chance he got.
It's honestly a missed opportunity that Dogstorm doesn't have OD colors.
Yeah.
He says he's a man who loves his freedom above all else, and that is even at the cost of listening to his doctor.
So obviously Luffy also loves this guy.
He even has Robin wiggle around a cat toy for him so that he can be distracted when Chopper administers shots.
Oh my god.
Quick, while I'm having fun.
Yay, ball.
And then like he as soon as Chopper administers a shot, he's like, I'm all better now.
No, you're not. Like,
no! Go lay down.
Also, this is where the running joke of Luffy calling Peckham's lion viper starts coming through. I love that so much. Oh, all the cat people are whatever vipers.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Luffy meets with Peckham's, aka lion viper. recovering from his bullet wounds, which were thankfully not fatal, due in part to his turtle devil fruit powers.
Sure.
He was able to make a shell in time, I guess, when he was being shot in the back.
He's a lion in the half shell.
Yeah, he is. I can't argue with that.
Peckham's explains that Sanji's father is a famous figure in the criminal underground, and that the Vinsmokes are a family of professional killers.
Oh, assassino?
I love an assassin family. It's unironically one of my favorite tropes.
It is fun.
Yeah. I like Assassin's Creed too.
It's one of my favorite elements in Hunter x Hunter.
I was just about to say, I suspect you like Hunter x Hunter a lot.
He asks them if they have ever heard of Germa 66.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he streams on Twitch.
Yeah, you watch some of his streams, he gets crazy numbers.
I heard he made rat movies.
We're rats. We're rats.
Wow.
I'm the biggest rat he makes. Oh, love the rules.
Yes. The masterpiece.
I hope anybody gets that joke. I'm sure a lot of people do.
Hope so.
Nami has heard.
Quick question, by the way. Do you know what 66 means in Japanese?
Tell me.
Roku.
Sugoroku. Like the board game, and also Yugi's grandfather. Anyway,
so that means Sanji's Yugi.
Well,
Sanji boy.
Sanji boy.
I mean, that's basically what Iva and Bonclay say, right?
Yeah.
Can we please name this episode Sanji Boy?
So strong.
I'll put it on the list.
Yay!
Nami has heard the name Germa 66 before, but thought that it was a fictional evil army from a story. But Peckham's assures her that it's real, and that the Vinsmokes command them.
Oh, this is like the Illuminati or something, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you found out that Natasha and Boris were real.
Natasha and Boris, Vinsmoke.
Mr. Vinsmoke got married.
Laura, can you do me a favor and read Luffy's panel at the bottom of page 2 and then the top of page 3?
Is it the I don't care bit?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means, but I also don't care. But we want to know if he's coming back or not. If he's getting married, that's fine. But I don't want that to cause us to be Big Mom's followers. So if that happens, you guys work for me.
Good job, Luffy.
Peckham's loses it.
Shut your saucy mouth.
That's such a good line.
I will ruin you.
I will ruin you.
with his little eyes. His tiny little eyes.
He's got little beaties.
The mental gymnastics Luffy had to go through to get to that conclusion is so great.
Peckham's eventually calms himself down after Luffy's ridiculous statement. And he says that the reason Sanji can't turn down the wedding invitation is because he would receive a present delivered days later, a box containing the head of someone close to him.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
He says it could be the head of one of the Straw Hats, or someone from his restaurant back in East Blue, or someone from the Kamabaka Queendom.
I don't think he'd be as upset about that one.
We would be, so.
Because this is true power, Straw Hat. When a person with overwhelming power threatens you, the future is set in stone. Who can resist it? That is the meaning of the Four Emperors. There is simply no other option.
They're going a long length to continuously say, this invitation is not a request.
Yeah. He tells them all not to worry, though, because their crew won't be swallowed up into Big Mom's fold. This is a political marriage, binding the Vinsmokes and Charlotte families together. Sanji will simply cease to be a Straw Hat pirate.
That's not fucking happening.
Yeah, Luffy says, fuck that.
Yep. These are not acceptable terms.
Not with Luffy around.
He demands that Peckham's take him back to Big Mom's territory with him. Luffy tells Nami that he'll go alone, because if they all go as a group, it's as good as declaring war. So if he goes solo, he may be able to sneak in and out after ruining the ceremony.
I mean, he did sneak into Impel Down.
It's true.
With and a lot...
He was...
With a lot of help.
I guess they didn't sneak out.
But he might have help. But also, I just love that, like... I love that that's his objective. We're just gonna fuck up the ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna go in and start, like... You know, drinking and knocking stuff over.
I object!
It's literally.
But I'm so proud of Luffy for doing a tactics.
Yes. Coming up with a plan.
Like,
he's being
like,
such a smart
We can't
boy.
All go because then it's like we're declaring war and we can't do that. So
he's been paying attention.
It's the first time I've heard an actual good reason for. No, I have to do this by myself.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good deployment of that trope.
He realized he has political weight now.
Luffy dashes out.
He's worth half a bill.
Indeed.
Luffy dashes out to get Chopper so that he can heal up Peckham's faster, so they can leave sooner. And he notices that Zoro was listening in the whole time.
His main
he teases
man.
Zoro about being worried for Sanji.
Yes.
Zoro says, don't make me kick you.
Is that a Freudian slip, Zoro?
Yeah, that seems like something Sanji would do, Zoro. Yeah. Oh.
Boyfriends.
These fuckers.
Luffy bumps into Law outside, who introduces Luffy to the Heart Pirates. Luffy says, yo.
Who get a fucking captain, like, Ginyu Force ass introduction pose.
Let's go.
These are Law's guys?
Apparently.
While Law just.
He looks so. He looks so fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, he looks ashamed to be seen with them. And he's standing there trying desperately to look cool and edgy and failing completely in their presence.
Yeah, this is my crew. It's no big deal.
I like that. I forget what's the really big guy's name. Who he rescued?
Jean Bart.
Yeah, like I like that. Jean Bart is like super pumped to be on board with their whole thing. He's not very good at it. He doesn't really have much of a pose, but he really wants to be part of it.
I'm doing it.
Sanji's alive.
Yeah.
Sanji, I never noticed his little gun. That's so cute.
He's doing
like Charlie's Angels pose.
Yeah, that's what it is.
See, Jean Bart is doing enough just by being Jean Bart. Like, he fills that frame in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably love to have him at Family Photo Day.
That's why that was his, like, recruitment slot of, like,
I stand
need
in
somebody
back.
For the back of the photos.
Guy in the back.
Law, you if you come across a big guy, you gotta recruit him, Law.
We need a big... Every ship needs a big guy. Like Frankie.
Yeah. Luffy fills Law in on what's going on with Sanji.
That's gonna be my current, That's going to be my current, like, corp board theory, is that every crew literally just needs a crew's big guy. Like a crew's corpse. So, like, one of them is, like, the, you know, how, I forget his name. The fucking huge guy in Blackbeard's crew. Like, the battleship.
Oh, San Juan Wolf.
San Juan Wolf.
San Juan Wolf. Yeah. He's that crew's big guy.
It's a pretty big one.
Then everyone has a second feast, this time with all of the night animals.
Hooray!
I just want to call attention to the panel.
I love
yes.
this.
Of yes. Luffy. It's so good.
Squeezing,
he's squeezing his cheeks.
He's thinking so hard.
So hard.
This is very important. He gotta use all of his brain.
Robin, Frankie, and Brooke, as the adults of the crew, yes, take it on yes. themselves to stand it's, guard all out night.
Loud. It is extremely funny that they literally put it that way. They understand yep. exactly where they live.
They know the assignment.
Yeah, what's going
also,
on.
Also, shout out to Frankie's current hair, which is a pompadour in the shape of a big whale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He respects the cultures of others.
They stand guard just in case Kinemon and Kanjuro climb up the elephant, knowing that they can't let samurai enter the country.
Just another great phrase.
They promptly fall asleep, and Kinemon and Kanjuro enter the country.
That's the problem, is the adults have an early bedtime.
Oh, you hate
to see it.
You hate to see
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
They are asleep by 7:30.
Frankie's 36. He's just not as young as he used to be.
A mad dash ensues to stop the samurai from meeting the minks, but it's too late because the little monkey that fell with them rings the alarm bell, alerting Dogstorm to their presence.
Shout out to the tiger drawing that led them up Zo's leg.
Yes.
Tora Saburo. Reason.
Yes.
He's very cute.
And he goes to rest next to what, Ryunosuke?
Yeah, his brother in arms, Ryunosuke.
Yes.
Pour one out.
Two fallen Ryunosuke! Warriors.
Ryunosuke!
Cat Viper as well marshals all of his forces and heads for town.
Sidebar. SBS introduces Gambia's grandma. Welcome back to Crone Watch.
yes.
This crone is S tier in my heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The reveal she's not actually
not related
grandma.
To any of them.
Yeah.
Just a nice old lady.
So fucking great.
She's a sweet old lady. But I will call her Grambia.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's just coincidence.
Yeah.
Please read her
all
line.
At once now. Don't do your killing.
Make sure you brush your teeth and use OxyClean for bloodstains.
Oh wait, I read it wrong. It says don't do your killing all at once now.
Yeah, you read it. You read it Japanese.
How foolish of me.
The Straw Hats manage to tackle the two samurai before they're spotted, but a commotion kicks up in town anyway when Cat and Dog meet for the first time in years.
Oh my goodness.
They're fighting like cats and dogs.
Lonely world, cat dog.
The two look about ready to tear each other's throats out and clash in the streets.
In spite of both acknowledging that they've lost limbs.
Yeah.
Shit talking. I love it.
High tier shit
talking. High tier. I love Cat Viper's little pipe. He's got a little tobacco pipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which seems very hard to smoke with a cat's mouth. But he does let that stop. It's not how you get to become Cat Viper.
Right. It's just full of catnip.
Sure.
Cat Viper is a state of mind.
Right.
Goals.
Their fight is interrupted by Kinemon, who fights his way out from under the Straw Hats and shouts for the minks to cease their squabble. And we are going to read Kinemon, Usopp, Dogstorm, and Cat Viper.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh, I call Cat Viper. For sure. Goals indeed.
Oh no, Vesta calls Cat Viper.
Vesta says she's qualified for this role.
I would say so.
She was born for this.
Anyone for Kinemon, Usopp, or Dogstorm?
I want to be Dogstorm.
Okay.
I'm down to do Usopp. I haven't been to Usopp in a while.
Okay, anyone want Kinemon, or shall I?
You can go for it.
Okay. People of Zo, I am a servant of the Kazuki clan. My name is Kinemon. I am here in search of my compatriot, Raizo. He has come to your land.
I told you! It's because he's not here that this place fell into ruin!
But then Dogstorm and Catviper kneel before the two samurai.
How we have awaited you.
I swear to God, I know no Raizo. If such a man is here, I will cut my belly.
Raizo is alive and well.
What?
And they bow with, like, tears in their eyes.
The entire fucking Mink tribe bows.
So Raizo is well. I am glad.
Hey, wait. Hang on. Raizo is here? And has been all along? And you all knew? But all of you were about to die! A city a millennium old collapsed into ruin!
Sorry to have kept a secret from you, Gara. Since long in the past, we have been like brothers to the Kazuki clan of Wano. No matter what should befall us, we would never sell a comrade to the enemy.
And the last panel of the volume is Luffy's face lighting up.
Yes. Luffy has been activated.
As he realizes just how much he likes these people.
Damn, they're cool.
They are hardcore.
It's like, they all own.
He's like, ah, Brooke has good taste, I see.
Any other thoughts for volume 81?
I didn't see that twist coming.
Nope.
It's weird that we end this volume on such a high note after so much of Dressrosa, where shit gets like direr and direr with each mm-hmm. passing moment, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's good to have like, oh, okay.
I expect to hear some real shit about like how this tight bond with Wano was
and
created.
Yeah.
Like what could have been worth, what history is worth.
Specifically the Kazuki clan.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what history could be worth
that they
what
were
happened
just,
here.
Yeah.
They were all in on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
Everyone starts smiling.
It's a whole nation of real ones.
Indeed. Indeed.
There's another episode title.
Yeah.
Oh, or
we gotta release a book of these.
It always happens.
Rich crop, a tender loam.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Oda bother? We've got these volume titles.
God, if that was on the cover.
A nation of real ones.
Chapter 86. A nation of real ones.
One Piece, volume 81. Adventure in the nation of real ones.
Real ones, no Daibo Ken.
I just want to say, I love how Oda draws cattails. They're always like poofy at the tip.
Mm-hmm.
They got bounce, nice they got cat. Weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy knows his mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm. Imagine
Do we
that.
Have favorite minks so far?
Oof.
Oh shit, they're all great.
I like the two bosses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cat Viper for sure. I like the Three Musketeers just because I like the Three Musketeers.
Shishilion is
especially Shishilion.
Yeah.
Is high tier.
I like a dog called Wanda because I had to draw her.
Due to future knowledge, Pedro is my favorite.
I was going to say, like, Pedro too.
I won't say anything past that.
I see.
Interesting.
He's a big kitty, so by proxy.
And now I like Peckham's, which I wasn't expecting, so.
Yeah.
Peckham's is my favorite, for sure.
Oh.
The moment he takes those sunglasses off, it's hard not to fall
He's
in love.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
You see, also, he give me just, a little button eyes.
And I just don't love his name. It's just a little Peckham's.
Right.
He's a little Peckham's.
Also, like, I will ruin you is the thing that every cat I've ever met has probably said. Shut your saucy mouth.
If cats could talk, for sure one of the things they would be saying to us is, shut your saucy mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Cat Viper's main strategy when fighting, like, say, Kaido or Jack or someone, is he flops over to reveal his belly.
Oh, it's a trap.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so
there's just like a close-up on his smile as he says, "You fool."
But you know, what are you...
You fool, my nails haven't been trimmed in years.
But I mean, what are you supposed to do? It's so fluffy.
And inviting.
I can hear my cat clawing at the door while we're talking. She wants to inside. Well, my roommate's cat.
Got something to say.
Hang on, I'll do that.
You're exposing to add to the conversation.
Secrets. Iris, something to say.
Yeah, they can hear that you're exposing state secrets of cats.
Tell me the cat secrets, Iris. She's just looking at me like, what did I do? I was napping.
She came in here like, I heard you were talking shit.
Oh, any other thoughts, or should we do some X marks?
I think perhaps we better. Yeah. I'm still not over the fucking Garfield thing, but maybe I might never get over it. We may never recover.
We haven't done X marks for a while, because mm-hmm. we haven't done episodes for a while. Regular episodes, anyway. So a lot of them have been building in the Discord since. So we have a lot of those, and then a fair amount for the volume itself as well. First up, I want to just for the record state that I have done Isopod Shuffle dirty in the past.
Oh, I see.
I saw this. I was witness to your crimes.
Because all the way back at Marineford, Isopod Shuffle was calling out that Captain Little Guy should have been an X mark for Leo. And wait. I just kept forgetting to put it on my list.
Oh, of course. Oh my god.
So Isopod Shuffle has another one from Marineford, and I will not miss it this time.
Mm. Don't you dare.
This was when we were discussing Buggy and his numerous amazing facial expressions during Marineford. Mm-hmm. I forget whom it was, but somebody says that he has an awakened face.
Oh
my lord.
Hmm. Question, what would an awakened chop fruit do?
Oh god.
It could chop the world.
Oh no. Give me a lever and a place to stand. All Buggy needs is the right vantage point, and he could chop the world. God.
Ken of Red Lions suggests the chapter 791 cover, which is Sanji cooking with a mouse.
Okay.
Oh. Ratatouille.
Yeah.
It's an X mark for Ratatouille.
The secret is that Sanji couldn't cook all along. There was a mouse hidden in his hand.
Yeah,
That's what he's hiding behind his bangs.
Oh, that's what's behind his other eye.
It's a little... The fist dogs.
What chapter?
791.
Okay.
It was like one of the like fan suggested drawings.
Yeah.
It's a Sanji cooking with a mouse.
Okay.
And Ken of Red Lions also suggests Apple Nine Island, which was one of the islands near Dressrosa that we saw during the Marine broadcast at the very end about what had happened.
Huh.
Apple Nine Island had apple-topped buildings, so the X mark is apple tops.
Okay.
Max Rebo suggests, when we were talking about Edward Weevil, when we met him, Dave, you said he looks like he was built in a lab, a perfect replica of the boss.
Oh, no!
So the X mark is a perfect replica of the boss.
Oh my fucking god.
Fucking god damn it.
They fight on the roof of the Marijuana Capitol building or whatever.
Punching each other, yeah. Who submitted this again?
That was Max Rebo.
Okay.
Is that an X mark too?
Fighting on the roof of the Capitol building in Marijuana?
I don't know, is it? You wanna DM me what you're thinking about?
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Jesus.
Sure it is.
So what, fighting on the roof of the Capitol building?
No, just the word roof.
Oh, Okay.
Let's say fighting on the roof.
Fighting on the roof.
Fighting on the roof.
Fighting on the roof. Okay. The X marks are multiplying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure if I didn't say it right now, someone in the Discord would have got you. For it.
Probably. Carrie suggests a couple from Film Gold, which were disguised as Celestial Dragon's guards.
Oh.
Hmm.
And CP0 ignoring marine orders. Codius suggests one from Film Gold also, which were Tanaka's powers, which I have called wall hacks.
Ah.
You don't need to write this next one down. I'm just including it as an honorable mention because it is technically, we learn it in this volume, but Pro Shy Guy suggested Juan's proposing. Because everything he does fucking relates back to Sanji somehow.
Shit.
Huh.
Ken of Red Lions and WTF Oliver both suggested, imagine a dark Obelix.
What? It gets even worse?
What? Tormentor.
Who submitted that one?
That was Ken of Red Lions and WTF Oliver. They workshopped it together.
And I just put in parentheses, no! Not again.
Ken of Red Lions and Pro Shy Guy also workshopped one together, which is failing to enter and falling off of a country twice.
What?
Falling off of a country.
Twice. Yeah.
Failing to enter and fall off. I'd only have two nickels. But it's weird that it happened twice.
So now let's do my X marks for volume 81.
Okay.
Okay.
Photo clippings of Luffy.
Mm.
Gifters.
Yeah.
Pleasures. Mm. The dawn of the world.
Yeah.
National treasure clothes. the medicine man Cedar looks an awful lot like Caesar. Tongue sticky Audi.
No.
What?
Wait, what?
Tongue sticky Audi. Vito.
Matt, you heard him.
You heard the man.
Okay.
His tongue is always sticking out.
Okay, so Vito's tongue is always sticking out is the X mark.
I think you should write it the way that I said it.
You should write tongue sticky.
I'm gonna write down both.
additional leverage on Sanji.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If Big Mom says you die, you die.
Uh-oh.
The future is set in stone.
It's set like in sea prism stone.
Like poneglyphs?
Carrot is fond of sneaking missions.
Hmm.
She thinks that they sound fun.
Solid rabbit.
My least favorite part of every video game.
The mandatory sneaking section with an autofail. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. Also, fuck off beginning of Wind Waker.
I was just gonna say. I was just gonna say.
And Ocarina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one bad part of PS4 Spider-Man.
I'm too dumb, Nintendo. I'm too dumb. That's why I didn't get a PlayStation.
Yeah, me too.
The Kazuki clan.
This implies the existence of a Banzoki clan.
God damn it. And this next one is so stupid. I have to preface. Okay. It's the stupidest thing I'm ever going to say.
Oh, God.
And
it
requires
time, sir.
It requires a little backstory.
Okay.
All right.
So when Mansherry was crying over the people of Dressrosa, saying that that was her way of fighting, Theo said that it reminded him of Cecilia Nuthatch from We're Back, A Dinosaur Story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Let no bad happen.
And after that episode came out, I hemmed and hawed about this, and I even posted about it on the Discord. I was like, I kind of wanted to say this because it's so stupid, but I didn't know if I should. And then everyone was like, yeah, you should. So I'm going to say the plot of We're Back, a Dinosaur Story.
Yeah! Oh, Christ. Yeah. One of my favorite films.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fucking go.
I watched it Thanksgiving last year.
I'm going to have to rewatch it then for research purposes.
For One Piece research.
And I will never be able to explain in a million years.
It's supplemental to One Piece.
Like, why I watched it.
I explained it to my British friend once. It was really hard.
Tyler, I do recall being told that this is a book about pirates.
It's about pirates.
Now my
it's
question
getting
is,
harder and harder for him to say every time he has to say it.
Tyler, my question to you is, which eye does Professor Screw Eye have a screw in?
You know the answer!
Fuck. The plague is spreading.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The Museum of
I think that that's proof that Oda's just a plagiarist.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
We should have just been watching We're Back, a Dinosaur Story every week.
Yeah, that never get old.
I'm so
roll
frightened.
Back the rock.
Roll back the rock.
Roll back indeed.
And sing the song.
Which song?
I mean, we have Dinosaur Devil Fruits, mm-hmm. And I have not stopped thinking for even a second of my life about the fact that magic time powers is an X mark. So.
Jason.
Yeah? I don't like that noise you just made. I don't like it.
Jason, do you have a star chart for us?
Oh, I
give us something.
Sure
give us, yeah, give us something else to get mad about, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you should know by now that I'm a cat person. And so, for this week, I decided we read four Peckhams.
Lion Viper!
Lion Viper, that's the one. With a birthday of April 11th, he is an Aries. So, Peckhams, this is what the stars have to say about you this week. Today you may stumble into an unexpected new friendship. This could come as the result of a social event or an introduction by a close friend.
Oh my god.
You will discover a new rapport, the likes of which you have not experienced in a long time. You could spend hours trading ideas. Make sure you exchange contact information. You will definitely want to stay in touch with this person.
God.
Jesus.
Let's go.
Thank you all for listening. I appreciate everyone who tunes into this show every week, and I hope that you join us again next week for the answer to this riddle. What's big and stone and red all over?
Oh.
Until then, Matt, where can our Nakama find you on the Grand Online?
Well, if you feel so inclined, you can find me over on Twitch, Twitter, Webtoons, YouTube, whatever, under the username DefineProg, DefineProg. That's where I'm doing my Rock Zombie VTuber thing.
Jason?
You can find me at twitch.tv/jcalves. That's JayCalves. I usually stream, in the middle of the week, towards the evenings if I got the time, but if you hit the follow bell, then you'll just know when I'm live. JayCalves also takes you to any and all socials media that I may or may not be paying any attention to at that time.
Laura?
I go by Haha I'm Laura on Twitter, Newgrounds, Patreon, YouTube, Twitch. Sometimes when I decide to do that again, I make art and music and I animate.
Melissa?
I am Kristaia, KristaiA on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Tumblr, etc. Streaming on Twitch when my pup allows me to, which you can see my dogs at Super Golden Cara on Instagram, and just how cute they are when they're not keeping me from streaming.
And Dave.
I am Scythe, PSYTHE on Archive of Our Own. I write fanfiction very occasionally.
You can follow this show on Twitter at MealPeace. And pinned there is an invitation to join our fan Discord, The Mess Deck, where you can come and talk about the latest episode, the volume that we read in it, and also we have a spoiler section to talk about the latest events of the series. If you'd like to have your email read on the show, you can send it to piecemealpodcast@gmail.com. And I'd also appreciate it if you could rate and review the show on your podcast service of choice and make it a 5-star rating so that all of the One Piece fans of the world can find it.
This has been Piecemeal. Keep dreaming.